Welcome to the Rewrite Your Story with Tasha Jo podcast, where we fearlessly dive into the vast realm of thoughts, ideas, and conversations that know no bounds. Buckle up and prepare for a wild ride as we venture into uncharted territories and explore the unexplored. On this journey, we leave no stone unturned and no topic untouched. From the profound to the absurd, from the mundane to the extraordinary, we delve into the depths of human curiosity and embrace the sheer unpredictability of life. This is the podcast where anything and everything takes center stage. Each episode is a thrilling adventure into the unknown as we bring you fascinating discussions, captivating stories, and mind-bending perspectives as we embark on a quest for knowledge, enlightenment, and endless entertainment. Expect the unexpected, for here there are no boundaries and no limitations. Open your mind, expand your horizons, and get ready to be captivated by the infinite possibilities that await. So whether you're a seeker of knowledge, a lover of stories, or simply someone who craves the thrill of the unknown, this podcast is tailor-made just for you. Tune in, fasten your seatbelt, and prepare for a roller coaster ride through the vast expanse of human curiosity. Get ready to be amazed, enlightened, and entertained, because on this podcast, there's only one rule. There are no rules. Hello, my beautiful soul fam. Welcome back to Rewrite Your Story. I'm Tasha Jo, your host. And today is just a mini little bonus episode of some things I had on my mind. So today I just wanted to talk about a friendly reminder of switching I have to do it for I get to do it. Recently, one of my best friends was in a really bad car accident. She was walking the crosswalk and got hit by a car. She had a stroke, bleeding in the brain, had to have multiple surgeries, and now she's unable to walk for a minimum of 10 weeks. It was so fucking scary and such a huge wake-up call for me. All I've thought about since her accident is just how grateful I am that I have a healthy body, that I'm able to walk, and just so grateful to be alive. And I recently started working out again, and midway through my workout, I was so tired, out of breath, and just waiting for my workout to be done. A voice inside my head had said, "Remember, you don't have to be here. You get to be here." I had chosen to be there. No one had forced me to go. In fact, every single person who was there got to be there because they were fortunate enough to have a healthy body that allowed them to be there. They were lucky enough to live somewhere close enough to get them there. And they were in a privileged enough position to be able to even afford to go. In a moment of physical exhaustion, there was so much to be grateful for when I stopped to consider it. So why was I now wishing the experience away? I brought myself back to the present moment and I felt so much gratitude fill me up. This perspective shift has become a powerful gratitude tool that I now encourage people to use every day. Think about it. How many times have you said, "Ugh, I have to go to work today," or "I have to go to the gym," or "I have to go see my parents"? Using this language implies that you have no choice and that you are being forced into doing something. It takes the opportunity for us to feel grateful, and it implies that we don't have the power to choose, and we always have the power to choose. And when you make simple language and say, "I get to exercise today," or "I get to go to work today," you're automatically shifting yourself into a state of appreciation. This is because when we say, "I get to," we remind ourselves that some people do not. We remind ourselves consciously and subconsciously how fortunate we are that we are able to move our bodies and able to see our loved ones and live the life that we do. When we focus on our gratitude, the tide of disappointment goes out and the tide of love rushes in. And another thing I wanted to touch on too is gratitude and forgiveness. Gratitude fosters true forgiveness, which is when you can sincerely say thank you. Thank you for that experience. It does not matter how badly you've been burned by someone. If we are able to forgive that person, that is the biggest example of humanity. We learn a little bit about ourselves and the world from other people that we've allowed into our lives. And for that, we should be so grateful. And I'm talking be grateful for the pain, for the heartbreak, for the loss of a job. Everything is happening for us. Focus on gratitude as much as you can and see your life change in front of your eyes. When you choose to be the best version of yourself and finally live your best life, that is when you are at your most powerful self. Try it. And think about it. Ask yourself, what do you have to be grateful for? There's so much to be grateful for. And at the end of our lives, our loved ones aren't going to recall, you know, how thin we were or what we accomplished. They will be talking about who we were, what we stood for, how we spent our lives, and how we made other people feel. That is the secret sauce right there. I'm telling you, it is all about how we make other people feel. So I want you to shift your attention to your body right now. Consider your eyes and all the delight and pleasure they bring you through the gift of sight. Now imagine for a moment your life without the ability to see. Living would be so different, but also still worth it, right? But reflect on all that you see daily or upon occasion that brings you pleasure, and go through this exercise with all your sensory organs. So when it comes to your eyes, what have you seen today that brings you joy? Your ears, imagine life without sound. Nose, imagine life without smell. Tongue, imagine life without taste. Skin, imagine life without experiencing touch. Shift your awareness inside and recall the following emotions and the sensations that they produce. What does anger feel like, and where do you feel it in your body? What does disgust feel like? What does fear feel like? What does happiness feel like? What does sadness feel like? What does surprise feel like? You know, there's so many different exercises that I would love to share with you, but I'm just doing this mini little exercise and I don't want to overwhelm you with too much. So this is one I like to do because getting in tune with your body is so important. But another thing I wanted to touch on is I like to think about, you know, when I die, what are people going to say about me? Who, and not even just what are people going to say about me, but I feel good about when I die. Like, do I feel good about who I was as a person, how I showed up? And my legacy is to be that empowering force that touches the lives of others in such a profound way that they are forever transformed. I strive to be that woman who inspires, uplifts, and empowers people to embrace their inner strength and live a life full of purpose and fulfillment. And through my dedication and guidance, I really do aim to create a ripple effect of positive change, leaving a mark on the hearts and minds of those I encounter. My legacy will be defined by the countless individuals who can proclaim, "That woman changed me forever." And remember that you are here for a reason. The best things in your life haven't even happened yet. The best people that you are going to meet haven't even came in yet. The best things are truly to come. And again, rejection is redirection. Pain leads to purpose. Let the hurt happen and just keep going. Oh, I'm so here for you and I love you. I said I was going to keep this short and I will see you soon.